the state allows you to choose, you know, if you want to be gay or this gay. And Islam says that we have to respect in the land we live in. So basically, the state is saying that you're allowed. That's fine. But as Muslims, as a Muslim, Islam doesn't allow you to, you know, be homosexual.
But Dawood, so, can you go back to my original question? Can you empathise with what somebody who, in Ejil's position, has had to go through and what he's had to do in terms of becoming at peace with himself? Can you understand that? It's very easy for you, again, to sit there presumably as straight and go, oh, I'm straight and I'm Muslim, and or I'm straight and I'm Christian or whatever, and it's easy. But you're just sort of throwing out statements and saying, well, you make a choice and that's, you have to live with that choice and that kind of thing. Can you understand? Can you empathise? By putting yourself in someone else's shoes.
As a brother, I show love and compassion to him. As a human, you know, I've got nothing wrong with that. You know, if it's anyone who's gay or anything, you know, I respect them. It's their choice they've made, and I respect that. But, you know, when it comes to religious, did you choose to be, go gay? And have you ever spoken to anyone, any scholars about this? And as you say, you don't practice Islam. Have you ever spoken to any scholar about this and been educated about it?
Ejil, I know you have spoken to imams about it, haven't you?
I have spoken to people previously about my personal condition, you know, on a personal level and, you know, broader context as well. You know, I've spoken to people about it, and I respect, like, for people coming from all different traditions. Do you understand? For me, what it's about is, like, if someone says they believe it's a sin, we live in a democracy, and do you know what? People have the right to say that. Muslims have the right to say, hold on, you know, I believe that my scriptures say that homosexuality is a sin, and I have the right to say, maybe, look, this is how I live. I personally feel as gay people, gays and lesbians, a lot of times we're not welcome, not just in the Muslim faith, in faith in general, like you talked about the Judeo-Christian tradition as well. A lot of people feel in the church or in synagogues they don't automatically feel welcome, because the Judeo-Christian tradition talked, like you said, the Bible, the Torah, talked about stoning gays, and other traditions don't, like the Vedic tradition.
Ejil, can I ask you, do you, I know you do go to mosques now, do you feel welcome in mosques?
No, I don't go regular, but yeah, whenever I do go, I feel welcome, because I know I've been a worshipper at my mosque. I'm not going to name which mosque or...
No, that's fine.
Yeah, because that's confidential, but what is, I feel welcome because the people know me, they've grown up with me. So I'm nothing unusual, do you understand? For me to be there and worship, say, on a Friday or an Eid day is no big deal, because those people have grown up with me, they know me as a human being. And all I ask, I extend my hand of friendship and say, you know, that I'm just a human being like you.